Proposition 2 looks to make it easier for Texas homeowners to borrow against home equity. The proposition lowers fees for tapping into home equity loans and lowers financial limits on borrowers who want to refinance. The current law setting up strict regulations for borrowing against a home's value has been on the books since 1997. Celeste Embry is an assistant general counsel at the Texas Bankers Association in Austin. She says that because home equity in Texas is a constitutional product, it is by design a difficult product. And this, she says, is why almost no one is really against Proposition 2.
The reason why consumers and realtors and bankers are all supporting it is because we want a product that works for Texas and works for Texas borrowers.
Prop 2 would also allow state homeowners to take out secondary or even tertiary home equity loans or lines of credit as rates fluctuate, something the current law is really not designed for.
The number one call I get from legislative offices has to do with the scenario similar to the following. My constituent called and they're unhappy because they want to be able to take out another loan on their home and the bank is telling them that they can't. Why is that? And my first response is call your constituent back and ask if they have a home equity loan already.
Prop 2 would also remove restrictions from Texas farm owners who are not allowed to take out home equity loans on working agricultural properties unless, and this is true, they are dairy farmers. Back in 1997, the Texas Farm Bureau advocated against allowing farm owners the ability to take out home equity loans. Regan Beck is the organization's director of government affairs.
At that time, our members were concerned that if you could have agricultural property used for home equity loans, that it would be demanded. You would be forced to put your farm up if you wanted to do this type of loan.
Beck says that scared farmers because a default would have meant losing home and livelihood at the same time. But in the ensuing 20 years, the thinking has changed.
Our members have realized being able to do these loans is another asset that they can use in any manner they see fit. And they also want to maintain the agriculture valuation while they do this.
While Prop 2 has no serious opponents, it's worth noting that the measure would lower the cap for fees surrounding loans from 3% to 2%, which theoretically could cost consumers more. The current 3% cap covers third-party fees for services like appraisals and surveys, fees that would move outside the bounds of that 3% cap. Reporting for KETR News in Commerce, I'm Scott Morgan.